You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on December 5th, 2024. And this week we're talking about seasons. The episode that was released last week was released on Thanksgiving Day, which is the start of the holiday season here in the United States. And that got me thinking about the seasonal nature of life. And by that, I don't mean what we often think of with the different stages of life that someone is in, where they are a child, they grow up, they become a young adult, they get married, have kids, kids grow up, kids move out, and you eventually have grandchildren, hopefully, and then retire, maybe. Those are stages of life. That's not what I'm talking about here. Instead, what I'm talking about are the seasons that should probably naturally occur throughout the year in our lives, but thanks to modern technology, it's easy to ignore them. Life in December is not much different than life in July, other than the weather's different, you might wear different clothes, but other than that, you go about your work, everything is about the same, you have the same routine, but is that how it should be? I want us to consider some thoughts here today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/120524. Now for our discussion this week. In addition to the thinking that I started doing around the Thanksgiving holiday about all of this, I also recently saw an article that was written by Jack Wilkie on the Church Reset blog that I'll link to in the show notes if you want to check it out. But his article focused on the importance of holidays and how we need to use those to take time and stop and rest and connect with the people that we know, our families and friends and things like that. But I think we can extend this beyond just holidays. Remember what the wise man wrote in Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Now, we could talk about all those different times and seasons that he mentioned in that passage, but we're not going to do that here. But the point is, the reason why I want us to think about that is this shows that not every day, week, month, or season in our life is going to be the same. That's just part of how God made our lives here, to use the phrase of the wise man Ecclesiastes, our lives under the sun. Now, as the author pointed out in the article that I mentioned, the Law of Moses was filled with various feasts and festivals that the people were to keep every year. These were to remind people of God's goodness and also to stop and enjoy the blessings that he has provided for them. And it was also based on their agrarian economy, a time of planting, a time of harvest, and a lot of the feasts and festivals were built around that. And God created the world to operate like this. After the flood, in Genesis 8:22, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Those seasons every year are going to continue. Times of seed time and harvest, times of summer and winter, those are going to stay the same year after year. Those seasons are going to continue. Now, remember what the wise man said. Prepare your work outside and make it ready for yourself in the field. Afterwards, then, build your house. Now, in that passage, the wise men talked about two things that needed to be done. First, preparing the field, which involved plowing and sowing, but then also building the house. And he said, you have to do them in a certain order. They couldn't get them out of order. If you built the house first and didn't plant the seed in the field, it wouldn't have time to grow and they would go hungry. They also couldn't try to do both of them at the same time because you would run out of time getting the field ready, planting the seed, there would be no harvest. And you'd go hungry. So they had to get the field ready first and then build the house. But there's another time period in there that is implied. It's not explicitly stated, but it is implied. It's the time after the harvest when they could enjoy the fruits of their labor in the house that they built. they didn't immediately start the cycle again and start working in the field again, that would have to wait until the appropriate season. Of course, many of us in our society don't work in agriculture like they often did back then. When you do that type of work, you have these natural seasons of hard work, then less strenuous work, and also rest, and those are mixed in together throughout the year. But if you're, say, a healthcare worker, you know people need healthcare all year round. If you work on cars, you know that someone's car is just as likely to need maintenance or repairs in the winter as it is in the summer. And in my case, I'm a preacher, and there's a Sunday every week. And even if it happens to be a week where someone else is preaching, there's still plenty of other work to do. A Sunday off for a preacher is not a week off. Now, obviously, Christians are to work hard. I've talked about this plenty of times on the podcast. The wise man said, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going." However, if we maintain the same heavy workload day in and day out for months or even years at a time, we eventually run the risk of burning out. And Jesus knew this and saw that the apostles needed to be careful not to get into that condition. Notice what it says in Mark 6:31. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while." For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. There was obviously more work that they could be doing, but they couldn't just keep going at the same pace without ever stopping to rest. Eventually, they would not be able to do the work at all anymore. So as we think about the various feasts and festivals and periods of rest in the Old Testament, the point that we take from that is not that we should look at those as some kind of law for us today. Colossians 2:14 says the law has been nailed to the cross. The old law has been nailed to the cross. We're not looking at it as some type of law, but Romans 15:4 says that what was written before time, that old law, the law of Moses, the Old Testament, that was written for our instruction or for our learning. We may not have the same downtime that the ancient Israelites had after seasons of sowing and reaping, but it probably is important that we learn how to incorporate slower times, slower periods into our lives throughout the year. Now, what that looks like for you may depend on your circumstances. You may not be able to get away from your 40-hour-a-week job. You may still have to do that all year round. But you may be able to clear some things off of your calendar during certain periods of the year in order to spend more time at home, more time with your family, more time enjoying the blessings that God has given, and the holiday season is a great time for that. Now, what that means for me, at least through the end of the year, is that I'm going to pull back a little bit on the work that I'm doing here. Now, I'm still preaching every week, though I have tried to work ahead a little bit so that I don't have as much prep work to do each week during the end of the year here. And I'm still sending out the Plain Bible Teaching newsletters every week. But I am going to pause a couple of things, including this podcast and also the videos that I release on the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. I still enjoy doing these. I still want to keep doing them, but I also know I can take a break. And I do think this is a good time to do that, especially since it's been a couple weeks since I've been able to record a non-podcast video for the YouTube channel. That's a signal that maybe I need to take a break for a little bit. Now, I don't know how long this break is going to be, but I do know it's at least going to be until the end of the year, that I will not be recording new podcasts or new videos to post online during that period. So this will be the last episode here for at least a few weeks, not permanently, but at least for a few weeks, so I can try to slow down and take it easy and rest for a little bit. So as we wrap this up, whatever you do in your life, it is important to work hard and do the best job that you can. At the same time, you're human, and you need times of rest just like everyone else. That's how God made us. Maybe you can use the holiday season as an opportunity to find regular times in your schedule to rest and recharge and enjoy the many blessings that God has given. Now, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to the article I talked about and a couple other links as well, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/120524. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast. This one will also be uploaded, even though we are taking a break, but it will be uploaded to the YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch these on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again, maybe not next week, but soon.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.